one of those strange people who, even in the midst of titanic rage, still can think. And he lasted the distance, in spite of the punishment those expert fists had meted out. His eye was swelling, his brow and lip cut, but he had won 20 pounds and the respect of every man present. Maggie wriggled from Father Rafe's slackened clasp and bolted from the tent before he could catch hold of her. When he found her outside, she had been sick and was trying to clean her splattered shoes with a tiny handkerchief. Silently, he gave her his own, stroking her bright, sobbing head. The atmosphere inside had not agreed with his gorge either, and he wished the dignity of his calling permitted him the relief of releasing it in public.
"Do you want to wait for Frank, or would you rather we went now?"
"I'll wait for Frank," she whispered,
leaning against his side, so grateful for his calmness and sympathy.
"I wonder why you tug so at my non-existent heart," he mused,
deeming her too sick and miserable to listen, but needing to voice his thoughts aloud, as do so many people who lead a solitary life.
"You don't remind me of my mother, and I never had a sister, and I wish I knew what it was about you and your wretched family. Have you had a hard life, my little Maggie?"
Frank came out of the tent, a piece of sticking plaster over his eye, dabbing at his torn lip. For the first time since Father Rafe had met him, he looked happy. The way most men did after what one knew was a good night in bed with a woman, thought the priest. "What's Maggie doing here?" he snarled, not quite down from the exultation of the ring.
"Short of binding her hand and foot, not to mention gagging her, there was no way I could keep her out," said Father Rafe tartly,
not pleased at having to justify himself, but not sure Frank wouldn't have a go at him, too. He wasn't in the least afraid of Frank, but he was afraid of creating a scene in public.
"She was frightened for you, Frank. She wanted to be near enough to you to see for herself that you were all right. Don't be angry with her. She's upset enough already."
"Don't you dare let Daddy know you were within a mile of this place," Frank said to Maggie.
"Do you mind if we cut the rest of our tour short?" the priest asked. "I think we could all do with a rest and a cup of tea at the presbytery."
He pinched the tip of Maggie's nose.
"And you, young lady, could do with a good wash."
Patty had had a tormenting day with his sister, at her beck and call in a way Fee never demanded,